Good morning from the CNN Center here in Atlanta. I'm Melissa Long. It's a Friday, 7th of August. Here's a look at some of the stories that are happening now in the news. That is a crowd reacting in Los Angeles after they learned the Senate confirmed Judge Sonia Sotomayor to the Supreme Court. Sotomayor had unanimous Democratic support with 9 Republicans also on board. Swearing in is Saturday. Some optimism on the job market, about the job market this month. According to the Labor Department this morning, unemployment is slightly down at 9.4%. 247,000 jobs were lost last month, but the results are a little better than what economists had been predicting. Experts say the numbers show some benefit from the White House stimulus package, but that a full recovery is going to take some time. You now have a few more weeks to take advantage of the Cash for Clunkers program. President Obama signed legislation this morning that will add an additional $2 billion to it and keep it running through Labor Day. The government estimating it will help sell another 500,000 new vehicles. The program's initial $1 billion boosted car sales, but the money quickly ran out. Some Republican critics say Cash for Clunkers will create debt for future generations. A health care town hall meeting in Florida turning chaotic Thursday. People from all sides of the debate gathering to discuss President Obama's proposed health care reform. But event organizers threatened to clear this room if the heckling, the pushing, and the shoving didn't stop. The president met Thursday with a key group of lawmakers who are working to find some middle ground on this pressing issue. Those are the headlines for you at this hour. Do stay with CNN, CNN.com for more on these stories or other news that develops today.